This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One Ted Cruz at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians are here and they're out and about. And, you know, I've been saying this for a long time that the totalitarians will ultimately show themselves. And, you know, we've been telling you that they're here and they're out and about and they're proud of themselves. And in this special Agenda 21 radio program, we're going to be talking about Ted Cruz, presidential candidate Ted Cruz, and family background, the whole nine yards, because if you haven't heard about it already, there's a lot of people who have connected the dots with Ted Cruz and Rafael Cruz and the whole Cruz family. Well, now we're starting to find out that, there's pictures of Rafael Cruz Diaz, who happens to be Ted's father, with Lee Harvey Oswald. Fair play for Cuba. Hands off Cuba. Yeah, passing out pamphlets in 1963, right there with Lee Harvey Oswald. There's pictures of that. And it, of course, begs the question. Now, we have been doing a lot of research into Ted Cruz for the last several months. A lot of curiosities have come up. And just the other day, we happened to receive quite a substantial amount of documentation from a person named Anna, who we instantly posted up on our website, which really laid out in detail a timeline, a framework, if you will, for Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz Sr., Ted Cruz, the father of Ted Cruz, Rafael Cruz, and then, of course, Ted Cruz and his family lineage. And it's a quite a stunner. Now the National Enquirer has picked up this information and started to run with it. Now there's been a lot of people who have been doing research along this line. It's been kind of one of these things where parallel research has been going on by a lot of people. And we're all kind of discovering the same thing at the same time. And with us right now is Red Smith of the Shasta Lantern, who's been deep into this whole thing with Ted Cruz. Red, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, good morning, Paul. How's it going?
Well, it's nice and early here on the West Coast so that we can feed the East Coast. Anyway, we want to get this information out because it is very, very time sensitive. And everybody's starting to talk about what is going on with Ted Cruz and his father. But first, what we've decided to do is kind of take a look at the family lineage here, which nobody is doing yet, because once we started looking at the family lineage and doing the research there about Ted Cruz and the relationship to, say, such things as fair play with Cuba, hands off Cuba, we started to discover some very, very disturbing things. But in this research, especially that you've done about the family lineage, it's very, very compelling to tell the story of what's happening today in modern times, isn't it?
It is, especially if you can put it in the historical perspective of what was going on at the times and what's continuing to go on through today, and how a lot of people have lost that historical perspective. But once you start to put the pieces together, the picture becomes very clear.
So let's go into Ted Cruz and his family background. I guess we can go in, you know, go back 1930s at least, because that's when we first start picking up on the radar, Senior Ted Cruz.
Well, it's funny that you use the word radar, because the company that Ted Cruz Sr., who would be the grandfather of Ted Cruz, worked for in Cuba was RCA, the inventors of radar during World War II. But yeah, we have Ted Cruz Sr., who is not to be mixed up with Ted Cruz Jr., the father of Ted Cruz. And there are some articles about the two of them, and there does seem to be some confusion and some crossover on dates and immigration paperwork on things between the two. We think we've got that clarified. We're not sure. We're pretty sure that we have Ted Cruz, the grandfather, tracked into Miami and Florida in the early 60s, whereas Ted Cruz, the father, entered Texas in the late 50s. Now, Ted Cruz's lineage, going back to granddad, Ted Cruz Sr., was actually a resident of the Canary Islands in Spain, as was his grandmother, who was a school teacher. And from what we can tell, he was he worked for RCA, the Radio Corporation of America. We'll get into RCA and what they were into a little bit later. But from all appearances, the Cruz grandparents were also communists, as was Ted Cruz, the father, that fled the Spanish Civil War and the eventual takeover by Franco and his fascists.
Now, this
and
is,
they fled to Cuba.
Let me stop you here so that we can get some more clarification. You know, what we're trying to do is establish the grandparents with everybody so that you understand, because it can be very confusing because names are similar. Ted Cruz, and who's the senior, the grandfather, he was married to a woman whose last name was Diaz. Isn't that correct?
Originally. Yeah, actually, Ted Cruz's dad has been married to several women.
Okay, so Ted Cruz, no, I'm talking about Ted Cruz Sr., the grandfather.
Cruz, Sr., yes. Her name was Diaz.
And so what has happened?
I believe it was Lucinda Isabel or Elizabeth Diaz.
Correct. And so you have the grandfather, Ted Cruz Sr., and he's married to a woman by the name of Diaz, last name. Now, in Spanish culture, it's not unusual for a son to take the name of his mother and add that on to his name. And in fact, it's Ted Cruz, Benavidito Cruz Diaz, who happens to be the son of Diaz and Ted Cruz Sr., who's actually Ted Cruz's father. I don't want to confuse a lot of people, but Ted Cruz's father also has taken the last name of Diaz, which was, of course, his maternal mother's maiden name. And I know that might sound a little bit confusing to people, but we're trying to separate Senior from Ted Cruz's father and then on to Ted Cruz, so when you get that kind of distinction. So Ted Cruz Senior started really in the Canary Islands, as did his mother. And the Canary Islands are kind of, those people who don't know your history, they're right off the coast of Morocco and Spanish area. of the Atlantic, and they're strategically located, obviously, but there's a, it's sort of the land of the Moors, with the Moors are a blend of Catholic and Muslims, who, of course, after the Moorish Empire, in the, gosh, the late eight, the 1400s, 14 to 1500, blended together. And that's significant because the last name Cruz, what does it mean?
Well, it's if you're speaking about somebody from the Canary Islands, it's a derivative of the word cross, or St. John of the Cross, who was a prominent anti-reformationist. St. John of the Cross was a member of the Roman Catholic Church that basically hunted down and burned Protestants.
So we're coming up.
The name through the Canary Island connection became the Cross or Santa Cruz, which was shortened to Cruz, also referred to as the Soldiers of Christ.
There you go. So hang on, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the Cruz family, the lineage going back to the Canary Islands, the significance of that, and of course the significance of the strong anti-reformationists, which means they're anti-Protestant to begin with. And what was Ted Cruz Sr. up to in the Canary Islands, and then what was Ted Cruz up to dealing with the Spanish Civil War? Back in the days of Franco, remember, you had people that were, well, fascist versus communist. It just so happens that Ted Cruz Sr., he was a communist. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Best Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about Ted Cruz and the Lee Harvey Oswald connection to the Cruz family. And right now we're going down the family lineage so that you get a better perspective of where Ted Cruz comes from and the background of the whole family. And especially one Rafael Benvenidos Cruz Diaz, who happens to be Ted Cruz's father. Yeah, the presidential candidate, Ted Cruz. And right now we're deep into, Ted Cruz, Benvenido Diaz, his father. We refer to him as Cruz Sr., I guess you can say, and the lineage from which he has struck. And right now we're talking about him coming from the Canary Islands. And I guess with us is, of course, Red Smith from the Shasta Lander doing a lot of deep research into this. We've been following up on the articles that have been coming out. We've been producing some of the articles and proud to do so about this whole situation. Getting back into Ted Cruz Sr., though, his connection to the Spanish Civil War, what was that?
Well, he was working for RCA at the time, and the Spanish Civil War is kind of interesting because the normal players between the communist-fascist struggle in Europe at the time were kind of flip-flopped. The Democrats were actually the fascists at the time. The Republicans were the communists. And it was strange because the old landed gentrified money were basically the Communist Party of Spain. They were Republicans, though. When they took over initially from the collapse of the Spanish Empire, it was supposed to be the Republican workers' paradise, whereas Franco and his fascists came from the more left-leaning democratic society. There is not a lot of information about Rafael Cruz Sr. You kind of hit a brick wall
right
on some things. But for those that don't know, RCA is the Radio Corporation of America, which was a military monopoly at the time. Back during World War I, the American military determined radio to be a national strategic asset, and they seized control of the radio waves through the use of General Electric, who spun off a company that became RCA, the Radio Corporation of America. And the chief shareholders of that were the United States Army, the Navy, AT&T, which was Atlantic Telephone and Telegraph, and United Fruit, which is, if anybody knows the history of Cuba, United Fruit is huge.
Right, right.
Now, the interesting thing about the Spanish War is RCA basically invented the idea of mass propaganda, because at the time, radio was akin to what the internet is today, is they were able to transmit everything everywhere very quickly. And at the forefront of that was RCA, the radio towers during the Spanish Civil War, RCA, the transatlantic telegraph cables, RCA. They also had the old Victrolas.
Right.
Where they would actually put news reports on wax cylinders, and then they would distribute those wax cylinders to people in the Civil War, and they'd put them on the Victrola and be able to get their news that way. Now, Ted Cruz Sr., that's what he was doing in Spain and the Canary Islands before they were forced to flee as the
Franco forces,
as Franco and the fascists begin to win that war. Now, interestingly enough, Franco and the fascists, the very first broadcast announcing the coup by the fascists came from the Canary Islands on an RCA radio tower.
Hmm. That is somewhat ironic. Now, I can remember when I went to the 1992 Olympics and I sat there in the stadium for the opening ceremonies in Barcelona, that there was a great deal of concern. And in fact, it was the tension was palpable all throughout Barcelona that day, the day of the ceremony, because you had a lot of Catalonian separatists. And, of course, Catalonia is right there. That's the region of Barcelona. And that was heavily a communist area, very much anti-Franco. And the government was still, you know, Franco government still is over there. You got the king and queen of Spain and so on. But it was palpable between the populations, a lot of tension, a lot of Barcelona, a lot of Catalonian flags being flown and so on. And it was an interesting situation because for the first time since the Spanish Civil War, you were going to see a unified grouping of people from on the Spanish Olympic team. And they were wondering how are they going to handle it symbolically. And it was interesting. They all came marching in. All the members of the Spanish Olympic team came marching into the stadium with ties that were the Catalonian ties. And that really set everybody off in a positive fashion. It was their way of calming everybody down and kind of laying to rest the communist resistance, so to speak, to the Spanish government. And when I was there, in fact, when I rolled into a little town called Villafranca Penedès on the first 2 days before the Olympics started, they actually had a car bomb go off. That's what I was greeted with when I got off the train, was a mushroom cloud from a car bomb from the Catalonian separatists. So those feelings still run very, very strong in Spain. Even today, they're talking about separating Catalonia from Spain. In fact, there's a huge separatist movement going on there right now.
We've actually done some articles on the Catalonian separatist movement, and I think here it's important to draw the distinction between the type of communist that was present in Spain and continues to be present in Spain, and the normal, what you would think, run of the mill communist, is because the Soviet Union during the communist civil war, the communist fascist civil war, attempted extremely hard to make inroads with the Spanish Communist Party and were unable to do so. They were repulsed heavily. And you would think that there would be a natural alliance between the Soviet communists and the Spanish communists, and there were not, because these are not social communists. These were religious communists. They are Catholic communists. They are communists that believe that the way of Christ is socialism.
Well, and of course,
that's an extremely important distinction.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And of course, it was Franco who aligned himself with Hitler, and it was Hitler that brought in all of his aircraft and support that destroyed the communist movement, which pushed the communist, the so-called Catholic communist, out of Spain, and a lot of them exiled to Cuba.
Yes, and that would be Rafael Cruz Sr., grandfather of Ted Cruz, presidential candidate, would be one of those Catholic communists.
So we have now we've moved over onto Cuban shores. This is probably around 1935, 1936.
Yeah, I believe it was actually a little bit later. I think that they landed in Cuba right about the end of 1938, and Ted Cruz, or Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, was born in the beginning of, I believe it was May 22nd, 1939, I want to say.
Okay, hold that thought, because we got the music coming up. Boy, things are going fast, aren't they? Things fly when you're having a lot of fun. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Talk.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith Shasta Lantern, and we're talking about the explosive story that's out there right now about the relationship between Ted Cruz, Rafael Benavidez Diaz, that's Ted Cruz's dad, and his relationship with Lee Harvey Oswald, of all people, pictured in Louisiana in Nolens in 1963, passing out flyers, hands off Cuba, joined the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, New Orleans chapter or charter member branch, free literature, lectures, and location, and there it is, Lee Harvey Oswald. The guy who was implicated in the assassination of, John Kennedy, our president. This is a huge story because the links here are pretty strong, and the evidence that we've been able to develop here on our own, and now all of a sudden the National Enquirer and other public agencies are out there. This is the story you're going to start waking up to in the next couple of days, is this connection, and it's absolutely an explosive one. So Red Smith has been doing a lot of work, and a lot of other people too as well, and I have to say hats off to, well, we call her Anna, who has been one of our great resources here and been helpful for us to put a lot of things in perspective. It's still a breaking story because we're still digging into history. Right now, we're going through a chronology, a timeline, if you will, of what's been going on with the Cruz family history, and we've gotten up to 1935 when the Cruz family being communist Catholics, as they were known in Spain, who were being run out of Spain, basically, by Franco, migrated to Cuba. Now, moving off to Cuba, where he continued, this is Rafael the Senior, continued to work for, well, RCA, the RCA company that we all know with the dog sitting in front of the Victrola. That same RCA company moved off into Cuba. And I guess we can pick it up there because by that time, 1939, we have the birth of actually Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz.
And it does. And to a certain extent, the story of Rafael Cruz Sr. ends there. There's not any more information about him, what he did in Cuba, the things that he was into. It's very hard to find information until he resurfaces again, we think, about 1961, 1962 in Miami, which would be about the same time that Ted Cruz's aunt, Rafael Cruz Jr.'s sister, was executed by the communists as a counter-revolutionary.
So executed because she was standing up for Batista.
Yes, she was opposing the Castro regime.
And it's interesting because at that same time, Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz, the son of the senior, and Ted's father, was supporting Castro.
Yes, he was. He actually fled the Batista government in 1957 and arrived in Austin, Texas, where he was granted asylum and a student visa to attend the University of Texas, where he became, where he got a degree in mathematics and geology, something that he would put to great use later on. There's not a lot of discussion about his activities. What is known now, and thanks to Anna and some of his work and or some of her work and some of the things that have gone on, we do know that he continued his pro-communist activities, especially in Nolens, which was a hotbed of communist and anti-communist activity because it was the main port where weapons were being shuttled into Cuba to fund the revolution and to fund the anti-communists, the counter-revolutionaries. Now, the funny thing is the gun running was handled by probably the biggest mobster that nobody ever talks about, a guy named Traficante. Now, the lead gun runner for Traficante was a guy named Jacob Rubinstein, which most people would probably know as Jack Ruby, the guy that assassinated Oswald.
Isn't that a small little world down there?
It is.
And so here you have Ted Cruz, Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz, Ted Cruz's father, working side by side with him in 1963, just prior to the assassination of John Kennedy.
That's very true. And looking back through some of the old Kennedy records, because this has got us digging through that again, is in August, right about the time that the picture with Ted Cruz Jr. was taken with Lee Harvey Oswald, right around that time, an informant from the Traficante family contacted a special agent in the FBI and said that he had a person, a unidentified informant known only by the name Lee, that was trying to contact the FBI to inform them of a communist Jesuit plot to assassinate the president.
And Lee was the guy who was trying to get that information out to the FBI. And the FBI really would have been J. Edgar Hoover. Let's remember J. Edgar Hoover comes into play here.
Yes. And before that could happen, this informant Lee disappeared. Which would leave someone to assume that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. We could spend a couple of shows just discussing Lee Harvey Oswald and the activities of him. But sticking to the Cruz thing, you have the assassination of Jack Kennedy in Daley Plaza, and within a few months, Ted Cruz Jr., Ted Cruz's father, abandons his wife and two daughters and flees to Canada.
So remember that Ted Cruz and his first wife, or his wife, was married when was it 1959 that they were originally married?
I believe it was 1959. He was still a student in Austin.
So that was Ted Cruz Benvenuto. Rafael Benvenuto's Cruz Diaz. That was Ted Cruz's father, who got married in 1959. And kind of, if you want to follow the marriage tree here, he didn't get divorced until 1996 from his wife.
Well, that he got divorced from his second wife in 1996.
Okay, so his first wife was not Ted Cruz's mother, or the one that he married in 1959.
Ted Cruz actually has two half-sisters.
So the woman that he married in 1959, what was her name?
I do not remember her name off the top of my head. I do know that she is a professor here in California, I believe in Stanislaus.
And that's Ted Cruz's first wife. Senior.
There was Rafael Cruz Jr.'s first wife.
First wife, yeah. See, this gets confusing, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to confuse you. So, which is, in other words, it's Ted's father. And she's still alive here in California.
Yes, as are both of his sisters. I believe one is in California and one is in Texas still.
Okay, so it's kind of interesting here at this point because Ted Cruz was married 1970. He was born in 1970, Ted Cruz, the presidential candidate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's born in 1970. In Canada, while his father...
To Elizabeth Dara of Delaware.
Of Delaware, Elizabeth Dara. By the way, this is all fact-checked. We have all the documents on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see it. Go to the article. It says, Explosive Rafael Edward Ted Cruz Family Timeline. Ted's father linked to President... Kennedy's assassination and Lee Harvey Oswald is the title of the article. You can see all the documents there. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I don't think that people, when they plan these things out in the future to try and destroy the United States of America, they figured out that the internet would be so successful.
No.
I don't think they planned that. So we have at our fingertips.
Elizabeth Dara is interesting herself on Ted Cruz's mom's side. He's a quarter Italian and three quarters Irish, all Catholic, all heavily involved in the labor movements and workers' party movements.
So communists, in other words. So, you know, this is the situation, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about the Jesuits and their involvement in so many things. And, of course, the Jesuits of America and the society that they are, they're heavily involved with the immigration and the smuggling, if you will, of human, I call it trafficking in human flesh and slavery, which is going on. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Well, it's important, too, because later, you know, we'll discuss the conversion of Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, from Catholicism to evangelical. And what people need to be aware of and start looking around at is there is a large multinational organization of churches that are referred to as the Democratic Church's Party.
Hang on a second. Let's hold that because we got the music coming up right now, and I want to talk about that because that's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, this whole, church cabal, if you will. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
These uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Ted Cruz, the presidential candidate, family lineage. And right now we're doing an exploration of his mother and Rafael Benavenitos Cruz Diaz, his father. And keep in mind, when we talk about Cruz Sr., we mean his grandfather, Ted Cruz's grandfather, fleeing as a communist and fleeing as a Catholic communist, as they were referred to, from the Spanish Civil War in circa 1935. And remember, that was a war that involved the communist Catholics, if you will, of Spain versus the fascist from on the Franco side. Ultimately, Franco aligned himself with Adolf Hitler and defeated the communist. And what happened is the communists fled, and now we've got them fleeing to Cuba, a safe haven for communist Catholics that were very staunchly Catholic and very staunchly associated with the anti-Reformation movement. Strong, strong lineage there, which means that back in the day, their lineage led them to rounding up the usual suspects, which were Protestants, Protestant Christians, and killing them. Not a good lineage, if you know what I mean. But now we've got them in Cuba, and we've got them out of Cuba. We're talking about the linkage between the father and Ted Cruz. So go ahead. Red Smith is with us from the Shasta Lantern.
Well, as we were discussing before the break, there is a vast worldwide organization known as the Christian Democratic Party. They're an amalgamation of churches that are largely Catholic-backed, Catholic-trained, and they promote a quasi-religious form of socialism, and they preach that the teachings of Jesus Christ were essentially socialism, and they take churches and they infiltrate them, and they slowly change them away from a more religious foundation to more of a secular foundation. They are basically taking it and transforming the church in the image of God to God in the image of man. You can look all of this up. Just look up Christian Democratic Parties. There's a list of them worldwide everywhere, and you're going to recognize some very big names. They're heavy in the Methodist movement. They're heavy in the Pentecostal movement. They've made some inroads in the Baptist movement, and they are quite heavily in the evangelical movement, which Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted's father, converted to when he returned from Canada.
Yeah, back to the United States. And, of course, his bouncing around is quite interesting, and it's really following the bouncing ball with Ted Cruz Jr.
It's a man on the run.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you said it, because if we can just kind of briefly give the audience a clue, he shows up in 1939, born in Cuba, and then what happens after that? Because he ends up being arrested by, of all people, Batista in Cuba, and when he's arrested by Batista in Cuba, he's held for a couple of days, he's beaten, and so on. But the story kind of mixes itself up later on when he's evangelizing and talking about Ted Cruz, and he's going around to tea parties, because people always think, and I've asked a number of Tea Party people who have seen this speech by Ted Cruz Jr. when they go around to the tea parties, they always think that he was held by Castro and beaten by Castro, and that's why he's so anti-Castro. But that's not the case. He was supporting Castro, and he was picked up by a Batista because he was supporting Castro.
That's it. He was a communist.
So he moves, and
you have Ted Cruz's father that was a communist. You have Ted Cruz's grandfather and grandmother that were communists, and you have Ted Cruz's mother, who was as well Catholic and whose family has ties to the socialist communist labor movement.
And now we have Ted Cruz Jr., who's still heavily linked to the Christian Democratic Party. And in fact, he was a member of the Christian Democratic Party of Cuba, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Which was following along with Castro.
Yes.
Okay. I hope maybe the people are starting to get the drift of where this is all going, because it seems that the family lineage is so deeply steeped in the communist Catholic movement that you can't get away from it in later generations.
Well, we are essentially looking at a very old, very dedicated global movement that seeks to control the world. And Jack Kennedy, in the last speech that he gave, tried to warn America about it and was essentially getting ready to spill the beans on what was going on right prior to him being assassinated.
And that's the great covet means speech, which we're going to play that, not right now because we're running out of time, but in the next segment, the next hour, we are going to be playing that speech. And by the way, this is the gateway speech that led to his death, a lot of people say.
It was. It became very obvious that he was going to spill the beans on a great many people, and the global cabal that was attempting to take America apart at the roots. And that is something that after the assassination of Kennedy has continued to take hold in America. And we are seeing the fruits of that with Barack Obama. And it's beginning to appear that Ted Cruz is simply the next phase on the Republican side of the coin to continue that.
Well, you know, and I've made the statement that, especially about Ted Cruz and his birth certificates and all, because that's a whole different cluster as well, because if you take a look at what the lineage is for Ted Cruz, the presidential candidate, it's almost like a template for Barack Hussein Obama. It's the same, you know, of course, everybody says, well, you're a birther. Well, yes, I am, for good reason, because, yes. You know, this the whole birth certificate with Obama and his family lineage, and you start to look at what's going on with Ted Cruz. I mean, what a mess that is.
We haven't even touched the other side of the family yet with Heidi Cruz or begin to mention her and her parents' connection to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which is another integral arm of this Christian Democratic Party.
Hang on, hang on.
She was raised during her formative years in Kenya.
Yeah, in Kenya. Yeah, listen to this, lady. We're going to touch all this on the next hour, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're doing a special on Ted Cruz. Yeah, presidential candidate Ted Cruz. And, well, Ted Cruz's father and his relationship to Lee Harvey Oswald. Yep, Lee Harvey Oswald. He's pictured in many pictures standing alongside, handing out Hands Off Cuba. Joined the Fair Play for Cuba Committee back in 1963. with Lee Harvey Oswald. Right there is his picture. And, of course, the documentation that follows along with it, you can see there on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got it up. And very special thanks to Anna. This is a huge story. The National Enquirer has broken it. Also, we broke it a couple of days ago. We've been looking into this for a long time. Red Smith, Shasta Lantern is with us. And, Red, we got about 30 seconds. But when we come back in the next hour, we're going to be playing the John Kennedy speech, the Covet Means speech, which ultimately led to his death.
Yeah, if you take the information that we're presenting and you put it in context with that speech, it becomes very clear.
Very, very clear. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up against the clock here. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We're going to have more of this, shastalander.net. We've got a number of stories coming out there. Red's got a number of stories coming out. And, of course, visit, I guess, the National Enquirer. They've got similar information. We have, however, I don't think they've got the family history, which is all important to remember, what's going on with Ted Cruz. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and remember, as I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional American.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.